thousands of pilots have been joining protests outside the nation's airports. United, American, and Southwest Airlines are all negotiating new contracts with the people who fly their planes. NPR's Andrea Hsu asked what the pilots want.
First thing to know, pilots haven't seen raises in several years. That's because the contract talks going on now were delayed by the pandemic. But money isn't even the biggest sticking point. What is?
Quality of life and work-life balance.
Captain Alex Cole was among hundreds of off-duty United pilots who picketed at Washington Dulles Airport the other week. His job flying a 737 has him away from home about 15 days a month.
You're missing birthdays and you're missing those other events. These are special moments that you don't get back.
Now, one could argue this is the life you sign up for when you become an airline pilot. These are good-paying jobs. But Captain Dennis Tager, who's flown with American for more than 30 years, says a pilot shortage has made things worse. Here he was early this month outside Chicago O'Hare.
I don't know what's going to happen this summer.
When the pandemic hit, thousands of pilots were offered early retirement. But travel rebounded way faster than the airlines expected. To meet demand, Tager says, American has been giving pilots tighter schedules with less buffer between flights and more time away from home. In the past, he says, there were more 1 and 2 day trips. Now 4 and 5 day trips are the norm, and that's piling on a lot of problems.
Not only does that destroy our family life, but when a trip falls apart on day one, that leaves all that extra flying out there to be picked up somehow.
What he means is, say there's a storm delay and a crew times out. Airlines do have some reserve pilots who can step in. But what's happening a lot is pilots are getting reassigned. You may be finishing a 3-day trip and suddenly you're told, nope, you can't go home. You have to go to Denver instead. Pilots want limits on this kind of thing and incentives for those who want to jump in at the last minute. Now, the management side acknowledges that pilots have been through a lot lately as travel has come roaring back.
What's called irregular operations are going to happen. I think it's the extent that it's happened.
Jerry Glass has represented airlines in pilot negotiations over decades, although he's not involved in this round. He is hopeful that things are getting back to normal now that airlines are staffing up. But he's telling companies, you need to reassess how you schedule workers, or you will have problems finding talent. The younger generation, he says, is not like their elders.
You've probably heard the expression, time is the new money. Their quality of life is very important to them. Much more so than my generation, where, you know, if you have to work, you work.
So you might be wondering, what does all this mean for us, the flying public? Well, a few weeks ago, Captain Tager had a warning.
The pilots at American Airlines are ready to strike.
But don't worry, they're now close to a deal. And besides, there are many, many things that have to happen before pilots can actually strike. For one thing, the White House would get involved. So your summer travel is probably fine. But Helane Becker, airline analyst with TD Cowen, projects flying is going to get more expensive.
Yes, it is. Not only because pilot pay is going up, but flight attendant pay is going up as well.
And wages are going up a lot. In March, Delta pilots negotiated a 34% raise by 2026. United and American have said they'll match that. In the end, it comes down to supply and demand. Airline employees, like so many other workers in this post-pandemic economy, still have the upper hand. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.